In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Some parades, like the 4th of July parade, mark an annual remembrance. Other parades mark the beginning of something, like the opening day parade for the Reds. This past Thursday, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York marked both an annual remembrance and the beginning of something. It's an annual celebration of the National Day of Thanksgiving, and perhaps more importantly for Macy's, it marks the kickoff of the Christmas shopping season as the final float comes by carrying old St. Nicholas himself. The parade gets you ready for Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, on which the retailers hope you spend lots of money. In our gospel reading today, we have a parade down the Mount of Olives and into Jerusalem. Jesus is riding a young donkey down the hill while his followers lay their cloaks on the road so the colt doesn't have to step in the dirt. This parade down the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem marks the beginning of the end of Jesus' earthly ministry. The parade marks a great transition for Jesus as he comes into Jerusalem to fulfill his calling on that dark Friday that we call Good, on which this king riding a donkey colt is sacrificed for the sins of the world. At Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, angels announce to the shepherds, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." An army of angels sings, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." A baby's birth announced by angels. This baby is the Christ. Christ is Jesus' title. He is the anointed one, the chosen one. When the Magi come to Jerusalem, they ask around, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Herod the Great, who thinks he is King of the Jews, is not pleased to hear that there is a new king, and he plots to kill Jesus. Jesus' stepfather Joseph is warned to escape, and he flees by night with Jesus and Mary to Egypt. Now, in broad daylight, Jesus parades on a donkey down the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem to shouts of, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And then words that echo the angel's song at Jesus' birth, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Angels announce Jesus' birth. Crowds announce Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem. The Pharisees want Jesus to shut them up, but there's no quieting the announcement of Jesus as King. He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." And that's exactly what happens. At the end of the week, Jesus is crowned and put on his throne. The governor declares him to be Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And when his followers are silenced by grief and fear, the rocks indeed cry out as Jesus breathes his last. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. Jesus accomplishes what he came to do. Today is the first Sunday in Advent. Advent means coming into place, arrival. Today we hear about Jesus' advent in Jerusalem at the beginning of that fateful week. He comes into place by riding a donkey into the city, as prophesied in Zechariah 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. A donkey is the mount of a king who comes in peace. Jesus has been on his way to Jerusalem and the cross for his whole ministry, and now the time has come for Jesus to bring peace between God and man. Jesus has arrived. As we begin the Advent season and prepare to celebrate Jesus' arrival on the scene as a baby in Bethlehem 33 years earlier, today we fast forward to the reason for the advent of our King. The birth, announced to lowly shepherds told to search for a baby lying in a manger, gives us a clue as to what kind of king Jesus is. Jesus is the servant king, the suffering king, the sacrificial Lamb of God king. He is the king crowned with thorns and enthroned on a cross to accomplish his most glorious work of paying for the sins of the whole world. This Advent season, we prepare to celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus, and that's good. But I fear sometimes we can get so focused on Bethlehem, the city of David, that we forget that this son of David has a terrible, wonderful mission to accomplish in Jerusalem. Today, as we begin the new church year, we focus on the goal of Jesus coming as God in flesh. Jesus came to die for your sins and to rise from the dead to conquer death for you. Advent is a busy season. As we look forward to celebrating Jesus' birth, we also remember Jesus coming to Jerusalem as the sacrifice for sin, and look forward to Jesus coming again on the last day. We look forward to that day when Jesus and his parade of angels come to earth to raise the dead and ready the living in preparation for the judgment and eternal life in heaven for those clothed with Christ. This beginning of a new church year, we're reminded that Jesus came into our crazy, sin-filled world of turmoil to bring peace between God and man. Jesus brings peace between God and you. This morning, Jesus comes to you in his word, declaring your sins are forgiven. He comes to you in his body and blood to unite with you and strengthen you and preserve you in true faith. He comes to bring you the peace of God, which is beyond understanding. Jesus' mounted parade on Palm Sunday marks the end of his ministry of preparing people for his coming to Jerusalem. It marks the beginning of Holy Week, which brings Jesus teaching at the temple, the Last Supper, where Jesus transforms the Passover meal into the Lord's Supper. It brings Jesus' arrest and trial, his abuse and condemnation before Pontius Pilate, his crucifixion, death and burial, his rest in the tomb, and his resurrection from the dead on Sunday morning. Today and throughout the year, we remember what Jesus came to do, what he continues to come into our midst to do, and we look forward to what he will come again in glory to do for you for eternity. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.